Today's episode of Wine Time Fridays is brought to you in part by our friends at Bottle Joy and Revora.
All right. Introducing Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest premier bottle shop and tap house. Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. Visit BottleJoyCDA.com or call 208-930-1922. There's a new winery making a splash in Idaho, Revora. Producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer, Revora, spelled R-A-V-A-U-R-A, now has a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene to go with their Julietta tasting room. Visit Revora.com for more information.
We're both a little hungry.
Yeah.
We debated recording this before or after we ate. We're a lot hungry. I think any...
Maybe
less. Yeah. Just
but we don't really need
lamb. Well, we would, wouldn't we? Why don't we eat lamb?
Because they're lamb. They're
That makes me sad. I'm kind of glad we don't now.
It's been a long week, right? Are you ready to wind down? Why not? It's time for the Wine Time Fridays podcast with Shelley and Phil. Neither are sommeliers, but both have a deep passion for life, each other, and of course, delicious wine. And now, here to talk about this week over a glass of wine is Shelley and Phil. It's wine time.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine Time Fridays with Shelley and Phil on this Friday, March 24. Oh, it's episode 153. Happy Friday, Shelley. It's wine time.
Are you sure?
No reception wine tonight. Today we're talking about wine clubs part three, and I've entitled this Making Poor Decisions at Bottle Joy. But it's not P-O-O-R. It's P-O-U-R. As in poor. That's right. Now, one of the wines that we were able to get in our wine club at Bottle Joy is this 2021. You know what? I need to make sure that I can see this. Is this 2021 Emile Perrin Reserva Coteron Blanc. Did I say that right?
Oh, because it's that family, the Perrin family, Reserve Coteron Blanc.
Right. So we're traveling. We are in Las Vegas. Remember last week we had Brianna Shelko, which was really cool. That was, you know what? We've had two episodes on our podcast that we've recorded at Social Media Marketing World. And this kind of, the idea of this podcast kind of was birthed there.
That's true.
Shelley was like, no, we have enough to do.
No podcast.
Found out someone has sent a case of wine that wasn't really too into the wine. It's mostly the gossip and
that. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But, and that's who we had last year on episode 101 is Jessica Yanez as a guest, and now we have Brianna. So next year, who knows who we'll have on?
No.
Maybe we'll have Natalie on.
That'd be good.
That would be good. We'll set the motions. Natalie Milanis, right? So
this is the Coteron.
Yes, Blanca. So the varietals in this, Grenache Blanc, Marsan, Roussan, and a little vaginal, Viognier.
Viognier. We'll always think of it now as Vagineer.
Vagineer.
Because of Rhubarb.
It's not because of Rhubarb. It's just what someone said when they
went
in there.
Someone came in to ask, I'll take some of that Vagineer.
That is so funny. Lane, this is a little shout out to you. You're on this podcast for the first time. This is awesome. Hey, to health, wealth, gratitude, romance, abundance.
And peace on earth.
Not in that order.
No. That was like one ringy-ding. And this is a French wine, obviously.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
This is very good.
It could be a little more chilled, but we were traveling again. Wine is in the back seat of the car.
Yeah. And then, of course, yeah, this wine has been all over the world. It travels well. It does travel well. Gone from France to wherever in the United States, then the distributor, then to Coeur d'Alene, and then to Bottle Joy, then to our house, then all the way down to California, and now in Nevada. And we've had it on ice for the past hour. Actually, I think it's chilled just right, in my opinion. This is a $16 bottle of wine.
And it's a reserve.
By the way, I believe right now, to date, there may be one wine club spot open of the Poor Decisions at Bottle Joy. But rumor has it, they're going to expand. So Kurt and Joy are great people. We absolutely love them. We are doing the wine clubs with them. They're a part of our sponsorship for today's episode. And not only that, they're just right up the street from Revora. So this is a Sherman Avenue episode, if you will.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So what else are you getting from this?
Some citrus, stone fruit. I don't know. What are you getting? It's nice acidity.
Yeah, and you haven't really been leaping into those acid wines as of late.
Oh, no, this is not that acid, though.
No, this is really clean to me.
And the Marsan, I feel like they take away some of the acidity.
For sure. It smooths out the edges a little bit. This, I get a little pear, a little golden apple is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Whatever you get, you get. Audra, what does the winemaker say that we will get?
On this?
Yes.
The winemakers say on this, we will find some floral notes. It's a wine with incredible freshness and great depth. It'll be a wonderful match for Mediterranean dishes and fish. What do you mean, wait?
Why does it say Viognier up there? Oh, because there's a little bit of Viognier.
There's a little bit of Viognier in this.
Remember? So there's the stone fruit,
yeah.
Now you didn't pour very much. Our last episode, I had to dump things out because you poured too much.
No, that's in the episode 2 weeks from today.
Oh. A giveaway.
So watch for that one. last week we were on we're trying this through Zoom while we're in the same room. Last week with Brianna, we went over on our iPhone. We need to find a camera, and we will find a camera. So anyway, this one is really good. Let's take a quick break and hear for the very first time Revora. We are so happy. If you haven't been at the tasting room in Revora yet, please go visit in Coeur d'Alene. Oh heck, go down to the one in Julietta too, but that's on their property, and it's a beautiful, gorgeous view. But if you don't want to take the drive, you can still taste the wines at Revora. We'll talk a little bit more about that right now.
There's a new winery making a huge splash, Revora. Revora is an Idaho winery producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer, using fruit that is grown along the Clearwater River, perched gently on a vineyard-covered hillside with breathtaking views of the Clearwater River Valley just 15 minutes east of Lewiston. The Revora Tasting Room provides an idyllic setting for enjoying their wines while soaking in the surrounding natural beauty of the Lewis Clark Valley AVA. And now you can savor Revora wines in North Idaho too. Revora, spelled R-I-V-A-U-R-A, now has a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene with live music most every Friday night. And you're going to want to check out their event facilities too. Whether it's weddings, birthdays, company retreats, or any other kind of party you can think of, Revora is the place for you. There is the Revora Clearwater Room, the Brewery Ballroom, and the Event Barn in the Vineyard, among others. If you're looking for the best-kept secret for delicious wines and views, you owe it to yourself to check out Revora. Visit Revora.com for more information or simply call 208-276-3245 in Julietta or their new tasting room in Coeur d'Alene at 208-667-1019.
Welcome back to Wine Time Fridays. We are churning right along on this episode 153 on the 24th of March. And I want to say we're still actually in Drink Washington State Wine Month, as well as it's still Women's History Month for another 2 weeks. So next week, we're going to be really diving into some Washington State wine with Leocola number 41. And they have a little schoolhouse in Walla Walla. We're going to be talking with and tasting through wines from Leocola number 41 with winemaker Marcus Ruffinelli. I'm super excited about that. I'm also super excited about jumping into this.
We didn't talk about what this pairs with.
Oh, well.
It's a white wine. It's a good sipping wine for summer coming up, spring, maybe if you're in warmer temperatures. Also, this would be really good with Asian food.
For sure.
Nice, whiter kind of cheeses, like brie.
How about some spicy dishes?
Spicy dishes.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, grilled fish, that sort of thing.
Seafood, of course.
Yep. So I'm done with mine. So I'm going to go ahead while you're finishing up. It's the 2016 Monte Zovo Caligo Rosso. This is also under $20. Yep.
The red one?
It is. At Bottle Joy.
Boy. Could have known it was a red wine since it said Rosso. Rinful.
Yeah, I think it's good. Hey, for those of you watching on YouTube, we do have our the one wine glasses from Andrea Robinson, which we use all the time.
Is the one red?
This is the one wet red, yeah.
So they look the same, but the white is smaller, but they're
universal
for red and universal for white.
Exactly.
Which is really nice because you don't have to have 75 different wine glasses.
You get to have two. And in our case, we use the one red almost on everything. This is the wine we're having tonight, and to channel Gary Vaynerchuk, 19 bones for this.
19 bones.
Oh, that smells good. Hashtag cheersing. Oh, that's a little tart.
A little tart.
Oh, boy.
Tart.
Yeah.
Sour cherry.
Yes.
Sour cranberries. I get cranberries.
You know what? I think you're spot on. Wow. So this is Corvina and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Corvina is a new grape.
So this is from Italy. 2016. The other one's from France. This is from Italy. Again.
From Bordeaux.
Both from Bottle Joy, and this is kind of in alignment of some of the wines you might get in your...
Are these their wine club wines?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And so this would be a wine club selection if you picked one red.
Exactly. Now, their wines are quarterly. And so there's different levels and all that stuff. But this one is really... Heart.
This will sound odd, but I'm getting meatloaf on the nose. So it must be the ketchup or something that goes on top of the meatloaf.
We are currently staying at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. And so I'm wondering if meatloaf is on the menu tonight.
I'm hoping Japanese food is on the menu.
Oh, there we go. Nice. So what we're getting out of this is super tart stuff. I'm trying to find what they say in terms of what would pair well with, but it doesn't really say.
What do they get for the flavor profile?
Intense, stylish personality and a sturdy, harmonious body.
Those are big words, and what does it even mean?
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, for sure. So this particular producer has a modern winemaking facility built into the hillside to be in harmony with its surroundings. I love that, by the way. It's 100% self-sufficient, using cuttings from grapevines, pruning to power a biomass feeder on site. Love that. This is very sustained.
Sustainable.
Yeah, for sure. A state-of-the-art drying facility is a testament to the recent investment the Cotone family has made in their quest to produce the finest Amarone possible from their terroir. This
is an Amarone.
Yeah. But it doesn't, it's not like the Amarone that, God, I can't think of the name of it, but the ones where they actually harvest the grapes and they dry them until like February and then they make them. Those are very expensive wines, and it's a really different taste profile. We did feature one of those wines once. We probably should revisit that, because that's the story behind that is really good. We picked up some listeners along the way, and so we want to maybe revisit that. So anyway, this family began in the wine business in 1925, so 98 years ago. When Carlo Cotone founded the firm. So it's pretty cool when you get these older producers, right? This is really good. This is very drinkable.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There's something
that I'm not getting.
Is it a finish?
It's on the nose, on the palate.
We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to kind of maybe see if Shelley can grasp what that is. We'll talk a little bit about some of the wines we've had and go from there.
Looking for a premier libation establishment in Coeur d'Alene to enjoy premier wine and beer? Look no further than Bottle Joy. Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. No matter your taste, their extensive wine, beer, and cider list will have what you're looking for. And if you're looking for a pour decision that turns out great, their Pour Decisions Wine Club, spelled P-O-U-R, is for you. They still have a couple of their wine club spots available, but you'll want to act fast. Each wine club member gets a quarterly release of 2 to 3 bottles of red wine for $250 per quarter, along with other swag and events planned throughout the year. A food truck is permanently parked outside, offering a rotating menu, and they have live music on most weekends as well. For more information, please visit bottlejoycda.com or simply call 208-930-1922. Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest's premier bottle shop and tap house.
Welcome back to Wine Time Fridays. While we were listening all about Bottle Joy, Shelley was really trying to grab that. Did you get it?
No.
Well, let's take one more sip of this and see if it might jog your...
Something that you get when you make some kind of a gravy or a sauce. I'm not sure. So it must be some kind of an herb.
Yeah. This is really actually a very easy to drink wine.
Yeah, very light.
But I wouldn't say it's not complicated. It's got some depth in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not big. It's 13.5% alcohol. It's not super dark. It's more along the lines of a Pinot Noir kind of thing. Very nice, though. You're looking at the alcohol on the white wine?
13%.
So only 0.5% difference.
Yeah.
White and the red.
You said this is what, 14.3?
No, 13.5.
13.5. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
But it's a European wine, so you would expect that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Old style.
What would you pair with this?
I would put something like a fork, I would say, but.
I would do spaghetti.
Yeah.
I think spaghetti with this, we're both a little hungry.
Yeah.
We debated recording this before after we ate. or a lot hungry. I think any.
Maybe lamb.
Yeah. Just
although we don't really eat lamb.
Well, we would, wouldn't we?
No.
Why don't we eat lamb?
Because they're lamb. They're babies.
That makes me sad. I'm kind of glad we don't now. So we're going to talk real quick about this week's The Social Web Wine Word of the Week. And it is fleshy. Now, that's kind of interesting because what do you consider on the grape to be the flesh? Is that the skin? Okay, what's the in the meat then would be the insides?
One would think, but okay. Of a grape?
So fleshy. You know, it's funny because we look up some things for this wine word of the week. This is from 15 weird wine terms to know and what they mean from Bright Cellars. But they say fleshy. No, a serial killer didn't come up with this wine descriptor.
No.
Okay, good. Fleshy is less about a wine's taste and more about its texture. A fleshy wine might also be called chewy or meaty because it feels heavy on the tongue. Neither of these are fleshy, in my opinion.
Yeah. So that makes sense that it would be the wine skins because that's where the tannins are.
Mm-hmm.
Tannins are also in the seeds.
Man, this is really good. Thank you, Kurt and Joy. Yeah.
For this wine club selection.
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is really good. So again, we will reiterate that when you are choosing a wine club to be a part of, that you should go in and taste some of their wines, talk a little bit about their wines. They will pour some wines from their wine bar, or some don't have that. Bottle shops will not probably be able to pour, but the wine bars should have some wines by the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so go in and taste some, talk to the person that's doing the purchasing, because what they end up doing, and this is what happens in Coeur d'Alene a lot, you've got all these different wine bars and bottle shops. They kind of all talk to each other because they don't want to feature the same wines in the same month. Good for them. That's fantastic. Okay. But you may see something like this in another wine club down the road, or you may have seen it in the past before Bottle Joy did it, but it's going to be the personality
of the owners.
That's right. Which is kind of cool. By the way, Joy is working on becoming a sommelier.
Huh.
So that's pretty cool. If you like yourselves some good beers, go talk to Kurt. Now, it's not that Joy doesn't like beer. We know she likes beer. Joy is a joy to be with beer or with wine. She's pretty good. But they're kind of going more Joy with wine and Kurt with beer. And Bottle Joy is a fantastic place to visit and have fun. They play music. Oh, my goodness. And you make poor decisions there if you join their wine club. So we need to talk a little bit about next week. We kind of touched on it already. We have the Cold Number 41 winemaker, Marcus Raffinelli. Super excited about that. And then we've got in the future, we have Tannat Day on the 14th of April. And we've got this lull right now of no wine days.
That's okay.
Not bad.
Whatever we want.
That's today. Damn right we will. Damn straight. So Tannat Day, the 14th. I don't think we're doing it tonight.
One of the most healthy grapes there are.
That's right. We had this conversation with Kristen Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Social media marketing world. Yeah, and she had said something about this really great grape that came from Uruguay or something, and like Tannat. Oh no, it's Paso. That's right, Paso Robles, because Paso Robles is actually producing some Tannats. Yeah. And so it was fun to be able to talk to her about that. But yeah, it is. It's got great antioxidants in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Tannat Day on the 14th of April, International Malbec Day on the 17th of April. World Marcellin Day on the 27th day of April. Some wines we enjoyed this week: Chateau Saint Jean, Merlot, Meiomi Chardonnay, J. Lohr Chardonnay, Muirwood Chardonnay.
Some of the old standbys there.
Pacific Redwood Organic Pinot Noir and a Prisoner Blindfold. Huge thanks to today's sponsors, Bottle Joy, which not only produced the wine for our to be featured today's episode, but they're also a sponsor on today's episode. And Revora,
our
brand new sponsor. And look at all those notes I had that we forgot to look at. With a little bit of knowledge, wine becomes a lot less overwhelming. Shelley, let's ring us out. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
If you're looking for the best kept secret for delicious wines and views, you owe it to yourself to check out Revora. Revora is an Idaho estate winery producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer. The Revora Tasting Room provides a perfect setting for enjoying their wines while soaking in the surrounding natural beauty of their estate vineyard. And Revora has just opened a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene with live music most every Friday night. Visit Revora.com for more information or simply call 208-276-3245 in Julietta or their new tasting room in Coeur d'Alene at 208-667-1019. Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. With menu items like Draft Joy, Can Joy, Bubbles and Light Joy, Mild Joy, and of course, Bottle Joy, your draft, bottled, and canned beer, sparkling wine, white wine, cider, and red wine tastes are all taken care of. For more information, please visit BottleJoyCDA.com or simply call 208-930-1922. Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest premier bottle shop and tap house. Thank you for spending part of your day to wind down with Shelley and Phil. Remember, you can listen to any episode of the Wine Time Fridays podcast by visiting WineTimeFridays.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on our Wine Time Fridays Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube channel, or on Twitter, which is @VintageTweets, for daily conversation. Until next week, here's our toast to you. To health, wealth, abundance, gratitude, peace on earth, and of course, romance.
We've done dumb. I don't think we've done fleshy.
Fleshy is good. Some of those other ones are dumb.
Well, yeah.